Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Midwest Cashier.
Yeah. The girl thing. About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy.
Miss feet dispersed on the speech truth. What I hear them, yeah, it hurts. On the mission since my birth. On the turf with a nerf, rocket launch, just no purse. Don't converse with the snakes that just meet the dirt. Boss bitch, I was coming in first. Room in with pusher. See the soil, yeah, I'm loyal, so please, please don't push her. In the face, you know I'm mush her. But I went on the swisher. I paint the perfect picture for lame. That is so pussy, so I dush her. On the back, my fatty, my guap, my cheese. Bitch, act niggas say KCP coming. This is any vacancy. When I go and dress, you better start running. Ain't none of y'all facing me. When I ring, when I rap, just know that it's nothing. This beat the hardest, stop fronting. About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch, niggas don't hesitate. On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch, niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy.
I go stupid
doodle dummy.
I go stupid, try to regardless of hardest of me. Shit, too, I'm star shit. In the B, you know we rocky. Taking off just like a rocket. Let me catch you out of pocket. We coming. And all the haters, shit, please stop it. We watch it. Remember, I'm just for you, weak ass niggas. When the goose come get you, no turn backs for certain. You swear you a girl, bitch. When I pop that shit, till you see me in person. Just know that I walk it. How I talk is a mean feelings. I'm hurting. One of me disaster, keep flirting. All about my paper, my currency. No time for the bullshit. Just if you wanna, let me meet emergency. Room your doom, cause curtains are gone. No just with the entity of energy. You were losing your motor. So just pay homage. Move over, bitch. About my cake. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. On the streets, on the block, in the booth, now you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy.
Get with the wave. When it comes to guap, bitch niggas don't hesitate. All about my paper, just so you know. I go
stupid doodle dummy.
CHEEZ. Bitch ass niggas, you wanna test me? A lot of fake was talk trying to clone my recipe. But I'm so seventh letter, yeah, nigga, I'm a G. All about my CHEEZ. Bitch ass niggas, you wanna test me? A lot of fake was talk trying to clone my recipe. But I'm so seventh letter, yeah, nigga, I'm a G.
I go. Round of applause. You already know what it is, baby. We live and direct on that Thursdays. With your girl, Miss Fee, and your boy, G3MZ. You already know how we get done with the get down. We got to give ourselves a round of applause for that. Definitely. Want to say what's up to the world. What up, world? We got a good show tonight. Of course, got my dude, our dude, Rico Ricardo, coming through, hollering at him, letting us know what's good with him. The new Fuck You Play Me 2 is out right now.
Okay.
Or whatnot. So he got that out right now. He also got some other things in the works. The misunderstood.
Oh yeah, a lot of he's mixed up, basically.
Yeah.
Misunderstood.
Yes.
Mixed ways.
Yes.
Mixed against the world. This nigga has a lot of mixed shit. I can't even keep up with it. I don't know what's his next project. I know the new one. He said, "Fuck You, Play Me Too."
Yes.
Is out right now.
Yes.
And And then I know he said, like I said, he got the mix on the stuff. But I don't know what.
Yeah, he got the clothing line that's out and everything like that.
Yeah.
He does a lot of.
I'm chopping up what he's talking about.
He does a lot of things. He's an entrepreneur. You already know what it is. And he's representing the Midwest, Kansas City, Missouri. So shout out to him doing his thing. We're going to be chopping up with him later on or whatnot. We're going to get into some of his music as well. So you already know what it is. And like we say all the time, every time, live right here on Streets Radio, if you want to get your music live on here, hit us up at mabmp3s@gmail.com. Make sure that it's MP3 formatted along with your contact information, your Facebook, and your Twitter, so we can be sure to promote you to the masses, all right? You can get in tune with us live in the chat room, live.streetsradio.com as well. Get in tune with that. You want to chop it up with us and everything like that. What else?
Call in.
Oh, yes.
I know the most easiest and convenient way.
Yes.
Call in 646-478-3243. You know what I mean? Make sure you press 1 and we'll get you on the air. You know what I mean? No, I want some people to call in and spit some bars this time, man. We haven't had that in a while, right?
You're right. We have
that out there, like on Facebook and Twitter. And
yeah, let's put that out there for you niggas to call up and show us what you got.
Yeah, it's been a long time
since people have done that. You're right. We used to do that all the time. The niggas used to call in and just be going in.
Shout out to Oz Squad. Yeah. Used to call in faithfully.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And, yeah, I mean, that's a shout out to them. They used to call in and do their thing. And, yeah, man, I want to hear some bars.
Yeah. Let's see what they got. Also, to the producers, we also want to do start a production thing where we get to play your beats live on air and everything like that. Let people get a sample of your product, what you have or whatnot. Let them get a taste of what you got and see, you know, make that connection. Networks will increase your network. You did. Want to see, you know, somebody make a connection, want to see if they want to get any beats from you. So if you need producers out there, send in at least a minute and a half, 90 seconds of your beats or whatnot, at least 4 of them. Send it in to nabmp3@gmail.com. Make sure that you put production or whatnot. Your producer, give us your name, you know, contact information, your Facebook and your Twitter and everything like that so we can get you live on the air.
Yeah.
That'd be a good look.
So, like, you know, bring Fresh or Mess over here. It's On Deck Thursdays, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean? Do it like that. I mean, I haven't done Fresh Fridays in a minute.
Right,
so,
right.
You know what I mean? We could do that or, yeah, like you said, just play that shit real quick or whatever.
Play it in the interlude or something, you dig? Yeah,
we can play in the background, talk all that and all that.
Yeah, all that, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I want to get some music and shit popping or whatnot. I want to get that cracking, so that'll be a good look. Of course, of course.
Right.
We got some news or whatnot. We got a couple of topics or whatnot we're going to discuss today.
Well, first of all, we're going to get into, yeah, I mean, your boy, which I knew from the gate was a damn publicity stunt.
Yes.
Your boy, DJ Khalid. Where is the sound effect? He gets a womp womp with. For real, guys. Oh, man. What the fuck, dog? I told you. Didn't I tell you?
Yes,
the one that you told me about the news, the proposal, I said, I don't know about that. For real, listen, man. Niggas done did worse. Niggas done claimed to get shot, fucking arrested, all kinds of shit. Niggas done claimed everything. That fucking puppy died. Everything, you know what I'm saying? So I don't put nothing past these niggas, man. Definitely, that was a lame move in my understanding.
Yes.
I don't know how you feel about it.
No, I think that was very fucking lame. Like, that was very lame of you to be, just to promote a fucking song or whatnot.
Yeah, or
claiming, he was promoting the song, claiming.
Oh, yeah, the new song.
Yeah, the new song he got with Nicki Minaj and,
some other clowns, I'm sure. Just like the rest of them. They all fucking clowns. The whole YMCA, they all fucking.
YMCA.
Only one I fuck with is my nigga G Malone. Yo, that's the only nigga that's official. J Mills, too. I fuck with J Mills. But they don't promote them niggas. They don't push the real niggas out there. What they do, they push the fucking bullshit clowns like Khaled, Drake,
yep.
Nicki, Tyga, you know what I mean?
Yep.
These are the motherfuckers that they push out there to y'all. You know what I mean? And, yeah, Cal is just, he's looking real lame right now. He's just making, he's fucking up for real niggas out there, man.
He is looking super lame, like.
Proposed to fucking Nicki Minaj. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here.
Even she was laughing.
Hell yeah. Even, come on. And she straight up, that nigga is in the family zone. He's not even in the friend zone.
Yeah,
he said, listen, that's like my brother and all that.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Hey, nigga, you are family zone. You're not even friend zone. At least friend zone, you have a chance.
Right.
Friends with benefits or whatever. You know? Nigga, you have no chance. Nigga.
You have no chance. This is what you get. You have no chance.
Oh, man.
At all.
Like, damn, my nigga, just to promote your new single, my nigga, like, for real.
I mean, come on, yo, you, like, that didn't even make any sense, you know what I mean? Like,
what?
For him to even do that.
Like, what you mean? You thought it was real. You said, oh, he looked so serious. And
that's what mad people said. Yeah.
Man, he's an actor. He was acting.
I know, but this is the crazy part. He's talking about he's trying to get in movies and shit. He been getting
cut. Exactly. He just played, y'all. He played that role right there like a sucker duck. And, them played y'all. Played MTV. Said, look, I'm about to propose to Nicki Minaj. They said, what? Hell yeah. Come on, come to the studio.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We record that.
We record that 30-second promo.
Hell yeah.
That is but, fucking crap. Like, he been getting calls and shit from the from movies.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, they trying to get into acting and shit. That's what you do?
Now he's going to be acting in the next movie.
He's already a fucking actor.
That,
get out of here.
As you can see. As you can see, that motherfucker right there. He gonna be in the next motherfucking, fucking, I don't even know, The Hangover 5 or whatever.
He's so fucking lame for that shit. That was whack for you,
whack.
Nigga, for real. That was just lame. Nigga.
Yeah.
The
nigga's
out.
Whack. We're never playing a DJ Khaled record on this show. I don't know about the other shows
right.
On Streets Radio, but definitely On Deck Thursdays, Fresh Fridays, you know what I mean?
They'll get no love.
DJ Khaled is getting no love.
No.
Fuck that.
Sorry.
I was just laughing. If the song is hot, let the song pop or whatever.
Right,
why you gotta
right.
Do all of these little bullshit publicity stunts and all that? That's because motherfuckers ain't looking for them no more. Niggas ain't checking you.
Right.
So they're like, oh, motherfuckers ain't checking my shit. All right, let me get my name out there, whatever, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers do dumb shit like that. Just like your man Game, he's another one that does all kinds of punk-ass publicity stunts and all that. Nigga did the shit, what, like a week or 2 weeks ago, some shit called, put the shit on the Twitter.
The fucking sheriff.
Yeah,
number,
the sheriff's
police
department number.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, I ain't gonna lie, but you know what I mean? He don't. He always doing shit like that and having, you know what I mean, weak-ass fights and shit. And you know what I mean?
Weak-ass fights and
yeah,
weak-ass
niggas,
nigga.
Yeah,
yeah,
niggas, you know what I mean? And fighting weak niggas that
yeah.
Want to sue you and shit, that's some weak shit right there. And then nigga came out with a diss track after that. You know about that? 40 Glock?
No, oh, did he?
Yeah,
no.
He came out with a diss track recently or some shit.
No, I didn't know about that. Okay.
I didn't hear it. I don't even want to hear it. But, yeah, that's just whack. Like, what's wrong with these niggas, man?
I don't know.
The game is ridiculous. It's full of clowns.
Yeah, it's full of
this
clowns.
This circuit's a circus. Look at these rap clowns. Ooh. Like, I mean, I say it in my music. Look at these niggas.
Oh, yeah, Meek Mill is back in it.
Oh, yeah, that shit. What?
He
responded back to Gilly, or?
We did a diss track. We heard him.
Yeah. He did, yeah, little, I mean, joint or whatever. Yeah. That's,
it was whack.
Yeah.
But he didn't get track or whatever. But no, this other dude had, said something about, Meek Mill or whatnot. And
okay.
It caught the OG. It was like, did you want me to set fire to Meek Mill?
Who called him? What are you talking about?
I gotta think of his name.
I don't know. See, this is irrelevant news right here. When you don't have all of the fucking details to your news, how are you going to bring this up? You shouldn't have even brought it up.
No, but he called.
Is he from Philly, too?
He's from Philly, too. He's a Philly rapper.
Man, Philly, what's up, man? Y'all niggas just hate each other out
they
there.
They hate each other.
What the fuck, man? Y'all need to get together, man. What the fuck?
That's what I'm saying. They hate each other out there. But he's a Philly rapper.
Yeah.
Or whatnot.
So is he fucking, he fucks with Gilly or no?
I guess he fucks with no affiliation
or whatever.
No, he's supposed to be signed to Games. Black Wall Street.
Oh, okay.
He was signed to him or whatnot.
Mm.
Or whatnot. But it was a text message that got loose.
Okay.
Somebody posted the message on Instagram.
This is a recent text message exchange. Between him and Meek.
Not Meek Mill. It's between him and an OG nigga.
Some other OG nigga from Philly.
Yes. It said, do you want me to get at the nigga, Meek Mill, about him trying to diss Gilly the Kid?
Okay, let me get this clear. Let me try to understand what's going on. The OG from Philly, right?
Okay.
Street nigga, OG, right?
Yeah.
Text this rapper from Philly that was signed to Black Wall Street, right? The
rapper from Black Wall Street text him.
Oh, the rapper from Black Wall Street texted the OG street nigga.
Yeah.
And was like, yo, you want me to get at Meek Mill?
Yeah, you want me to get at this stupid-ass nigga Meek Mill.
Okay.
Basically for talking shit on Gilly the Kid. And Meek Mill goes in, you already know, he just, you know how Meek Mill is with his Twitter rants and his Instagram rants.
It starts going off, yeah.
Starts going in.
What'd he say?
Or whatever. He was like, he called him a clown and shit. Nigga, you ain't even signed to fucking Black Wall Street no more. Like, is there even a Black Wall Street anymore? He doesn't even call it Black.
No, there's no Black Wall Street, I don't think. He got some new label with Stat Quo. Him and Stat Quo made the label. Actually, they had to change the name. It was Rolex Records. Now it's The Firm, actually.
Okay.
There wasn't a firm before, but yeah, that's the new shit, The Firm.
Ooh.
Yeah, shout out to Nas and AZ. You know,
here we go, right here.
Or Mega, the real firm.
That's his name, the rapper nigga's name.
Where? I can't see. Oh, Cicero. Yeah, I heard of Cicero. He's a battle rapper back then.
Okay, him. He the one that says the
shit. So what, he was saying, get at Meek on some what, some street shit or some rap shit?
Rap shit. He said,
you
want me to set fire to him, you know, Meek.
Yeah, Cicero's battle rapper.
Okay.
Back in the day.
He said that shit. This is the text. They had the text messages on here and everything like that. Talking about setting fire to Meek Mills or whatever for talking shit, basically. Or whatever. And then you hear it on Meek Mills, you already know he goes in.
Wow.
And says crazy shit. Okay, this is how it goes. Philly rapper Cicero, who was associated with Games at Black Wall Street, found himself in the middle of the Meek Mill and getting the Kid beef. Cicero received an Instagram lashing from me, who saw the text that got posted in which Cicero offered to set fire to Meek Mill. Meek proceeded to make fun of the rapper relentlessly, teasing him for wearing his fake Black Wall Street chain and for allegedly getting his chain snatched on the college campus. So here's the thing right here, the text message.
Okay. So how did the how did this get out, though?
That's what I'm saying.
The OG put it out?
OG?
What happened? I thought it was OG.
Exactly.
What's going on, son?
Yo, OG asked Gil if he want me to set fire to this nut-ass nigga Meek, man. That's what the text said.
Okay. Could be real. Could be fake, though. I don't know. These know motherfuckers, they fake shit. Could be fake. Could be. I don't know. Could be real. I don't know. Let's see.
It's like Meek goes in.
Who knows? Yeah, Meek, you know what I mean? Probably, you know what I mean? Pay somebody off or whatever, you feel me?
That's what I'm saying. You never know.
I mean, niggas do anything for money.
And this is supposed to be Cicero.
That's cool. Okay.
Okay. And, of course, he's talking shit, got the little Instagram.
Yeah.
He makes Instagram photos and shit, talking about mad rappers from my hood.
Man, what's the deal, man?
Meek, what is going on with you? Nobody likes you in Philly. What is going on?
Okay, this nigga DPG and Black Wall Street. He got a DPG chain and a Black Wall Street chain. What is going on?
He's blooding the Crippin. You see that?
I don't know what he's doing. Nah, they don't do that in Philly. Philly ain't on no blood, no Crip shit like that.
Niggas
is wild out there, though, man.
Shout out to Philly.
Shout out to Philly. I mean, Blood Money Entertainment, Nonfiction, I mean, Louis Toledo.
Yes, yes. Shout out to Mill Club. 1800 goes down.
Yeah, yeah. Freeway, of course. You already know. Yeah, but this is crazy. I think motherfuckers, come on, man. Philly niggas need to get together, man. You know what I mean?
It's
and
a lot
stop
of
all this bullshit.
It's a lot of artists out there in Philly.
There's mad artists out there. And there's mad spitters out there in Philly.
Yeah.
Shout out to Philly, man. Word up. But yeah, this nigga Meek, man. This nigga a funny nigga, man. For real. I'll be dying.
Yeah, he just goes in, tells Nicky he has some Jordans, some 3-in-1 Jordans, three pair of Jordans in one. He was going in on the nigga. He gonna set fire to me, but he got on three pair of Jordans in one. What number are those? He just talking about the nigga that's talking about him with your fake Black Wall Street chain. You're not with Game no more. Stop it. You been got your chain took out in Philly on the college campus, and they took it with bare hands. But you texting your OG, you gonna set fire to me. I don't want no problems with your clown ass. You don't even dress like you from Philly. Uptown is not with you. Quit it, fool.
Yeah.
Damn. Mm. He been going in on him, like, it's going in.
I don't know, man. Meek, I mean, sometimes I can't really even get with his music for real, because, like, all his music sounds the same to me.
Yeah.
Like, the beats sound the same, and the way he be rapping, the shit he's saying, too, is pretty much sound the same, you know what I mean? But I mean, I respect his grind and all that. He's out there, he's doing his moves and all that, but I don't know, man. Like, what's the deal? Why niggas don't seem to like this man?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What's going on?
He has a lot of controversy, a lot of beef, especially with other Philly niggas.
Yeah, Philly rappers, producers.
Yeah. Like, what's going on out there in Philly?
What is the real issue behind that?
I don't know, man. Gotta be something, man. But, yeah. Whatever. Shout out to Gilly the Kid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Put his shit out. You know what I mean? Everybody. Oh, matter of fact, Gilly just did like a blog recently, whatever, put like some footage out where Meek had brung him out on stage and what he said, yo, I got the King of Philly with me, some shit.
Oh, really?
Brung Gilly out. So.
Meek!
Yeah. It's right there, the footage. You can see that. It's up there, you know what I mean, on the websites and all that. Glad TV or whatever the fuck. I think that's where I seen that shit.
Wow.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? Gilly's just like...
You're a front-ass nigga.
And he's basically saying, I didn't give myself this title. This what, you know what I mean?
The streets are saying,
the people, bro. Yeah. You feel me? So, I don't know, but shout-out to Gilly, but definitely shout-out to Beanie Siegel, one of the realest niggas from Philly, definitely. And, I mean, Black Thought, too, one of the nicest niggas from Philly.
Yes,
underrated like a motherfucker.
Underrated like a motherfucker.
Y'all niggas better stop playing. All right?
Underrated like a motherfucker. You sure right about that. That nigga, what's his name? He stayed into it. Stayed into some shit with somebody. Chief Keith. You had a little Dirk or a little...
Yeah. I heard about some shit they was tweeting or some shit going back and forth on Twitter or some shit.
Something happened. I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
Niggas
talking about gunplay and all that.
Yeah. I don't know. I think he's from Chicago, too, I think.
Okay.
I think they're both from Chicago. Well, Chief Keef, we know it's from Chicago.
Yeah.
I don't know about the other nigga. But I think they used to, like, be together or some shit. I think they was in the same crew or I don't really know. I don't really keep up with, you know, Chief Keef and his career. You know what I mean?
But I read the tweets, nigga. You can't even understand what the fuck they're saying. Like,
what are you
it's
mean?
So much Ebonics
that
going on. It's just
hood like a
hood like a muffin. You can tell they have no intelligence at all. Like, it's just ridiculous how.
It's ignorant.
Very ignorant. It's just ridiculous.
It's very ridiculous. You know what I mean? So, hopefully it doesn't end in violence. You know, both of you niggas is young as fuck.
Yeah.
Y'all got your whole life to live, man.
16, 17 years old is some crazy shit. All right,
man. Like, for real. You know what I mean? Like, you getting your legal money now. You know what I mean? Get your legal money. What the fuck is wrong with y'all niggas? Y'all niggas still want to be in the streets and all that. You know what I mean? You can't have one foot in the streets and one foot in the industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it just doesn't make
sense. You can't do it. It's not going to work. I mean,
not going to work at all. So you might as well stop while you're ahead.
Yeah.
Like, for real, stop that shit. Like, I don't know. Don't be beefing over no bullshit. That's some bullshit. Plus, come on, Chief, you got kids to take care of, my nigga. Like, you already a young kid yourself, but you got kids to take care of. You got to get it together, my nigga, straight up. It make no sense that he keep doing retarded shit.
Speaking of beefs and all that, Childish Gambino. You heard that, right?
Yeah.
Did you hear that he said he's going to slap Lupe?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, yo. Like, recently, nigga tweeted whatever. I mean, getting at Lupe. Talking about next time we see him, he going to slap him like the bitch-ass nigga that he is or some shit like that. I ain't actually see the, I mean, tweet or whatever.
Why is that?
I don't know. I guess apparently he did some bitch-ass shit, according to Childish Gambino. I don't fucking know. But he talking about he going to slap him. I don't know.
It's a lot of niggas say they gonna slap Lupe, but they never slapped the nigga.
I never heard of Lupe getting slapped.
He did. Chief Keef said he was gonna slap him.
Yeah.
He ain't slapped him yet. Now this nigga talking about he gonna slap him. Who gonna really slap Lupe? Yes, I know y'all have seen that nigga. Y'all have to have seen him. So why y'all in this front?
They trying to play Lupe like he a sucker.
Yeah,
he's a sucker.
Nigga, like, nah.
Just because, you know what I mean, he don't be on no wild gangster shit or nothing, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it, nigga, still, you know what I mean, he's from the west side.
Yeah, exactly. Nigga, he's from the hood, so a lot of people is playing like that. Yeah, that's crazy, yo. That's
yeah,
crazy.
So we'll see how that unfolds.
Send it to mommy, nigga. Oh, no. Nigga, that's retarded, nigga.
So, you got any music you want to get into?
Yeah, we're going to get into some music right now. Hit us up, 646-478-3243. Hit us up live in the chat room, live.streetsradio.com. Of course, we're going to get into more topics and then some. You already know what it is, baby. Run up and smoke something. Let's go.
Chasing all of my cheese, take them lines, silly Negro, please. My niggas is out to get cheese. Better watch out, man, cause they see. Somebody better get this cheese. I'm about to get sick with this shit. Although them niggas is tight as me, they never will be. So what, some niggas is famous, man, some niggas is out for they cheese. Some niggas is loving groupers, man, some niggas in holes that they need. Some niggas will wreck to a bitch, some scandalous niggas are left to hold bleed.
Get gon' ride, niggas gon' ride. Get gon' hide, niggas gon' hide. Get gon' shoot, niggas gon' shoot. Get gon' school, niggas gon' school. Get gon' ride, niggas gon' ride. Get gon' hide, niggas gon' hide. Get gon' shoot, niggas gon' shoot.
Kateri, Cyrus, Yamilan, Popo, Penelope's mate. Do it throughout the night. Bring the yellow tape. Soul, lost. Bodies bagged up. Streets blocked off. Victim airlifted up. Lieutenant, boss, block monsters, kingpin. Funkin', beefin', be killin' they best friends. And to prevent bloodshed, we used to try to reason. But right now it's a drought, and ain't nobody eatin'. So therefore, that a problem right there. Ain't no jobs provided, so I'ma blame the man. Sinister mob throughout the town. Y'all grew up on this shit. Y'all love this sound. Y'all threw up on this shit. All on the tar, got you twisted with this shit. They never wrecked your mama's car. Dirty needle. Welfare checks, poverty, despair, housing projects.
Get gon' ride, niggas gon' ride. Get gon' hide, niggas gon' hide. Get gon' shoot, niggas gon' shoot. Get gon' school, niggas gon' school. Get gon' ride, niggas gon' ride. Get gon' hide, niggas gon' hide. Get gon' shoot, niggas gon' shoot. Get gon' school, niggas gon' school.
Bear with me. And they die. MD-2020 feeded and breathed. Trigger fully to the head with me. 8-ball. Let your anger out. Throw it up against the wall. I dropped the seat now. Didn't miss it. A little skank from the other side. Picked it up and kissed it like, good luck. You deserve it and you're making it. Even though my boyfriend, they'll be hating it. I'm a top hat. Them cats is mouthing. I smoke ice. Cost more than niggas' houses. I'm nothing close to being fake. I tried to tell him tricks a long time ago to get in this racket. I'm on my way to my studio set. Switching in, trying to get a better reception. Changing gear, super size. Popping wheelies in my brand new racket.
Get gon' ride, niggas gon' ride. Get gon' hide, niggas gon' hide. Get gon' shoot, niggas gon' shoot.
radio.
Hey, you want that butter, homie? Come and get that party cake. Hey,
hustle all day.
Track.
We hustle all day.
Track.
We hustle all day. You want that butter, homie? Come and get that parquet. Hey.
Cherry Snoopers for the tearing up the Roosevelt.
Roosevelt.
Got that fish fillet, you sniff it, yeah, your nose will melt. Had a stretch of left chicken, the nigga sold it with. Just called Apollo, he told me that both is left.
Yeah.
Eating city red lights with my hobbies on. Lean and speed and mix codeine and mix with Lime Patron.
Yeah.
501 G's on, pockets rolling, stuff with rolling on. Work a rack, every slice till I hold it down. M.O.B., my time. Real street shit, no my why. Come to your head if I die. Turn beef to burgers, Five Guys.
Yeah.
Chicken man, pop pop. Smoke spinach, pop pop. Windows down, leaving clouds aloud behind for these clowns when I fly by. They know I'm hot top. Volcano, lava. Cocaine flow, pop pop. Short out, no thing on nada. Summon, 100 miles and running. 100,000 straight hunters. Like K-Slay, I'm straight stunting. They frontin'.
Track, we hustle all day.
Track,
we hustle all day.
Track,
we hustle all day. You want that butter, homie? Come and get that pop cake.
Track,
we hustle all day.
Track,
we hustle all day.
Track,
we hustle all day. You want that butter, homie? Come and get that pop cake.
Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang.
Yay! Yay! Yeah, we're still on the West Coast, baby. Oh, what's up? Your boy Classic Malone. Blue Division Snoop Dogg. Yeah,
I got a good way to go.
East Siding with my nephew.
Yeah.
East Siding with my nephew.
Let's go!
East Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Yeah, the flag navy blue. The loaf's black. See the blood getting love where the loaf's at. About time that somebody bought the loaf's back. Like I swear got stole. This the low jack. Yeah, I found it. Took it, then I washed it. Rinsed the germs off, then I put it in my pocket. You had it wrong, let me show you how to rock it. Truth is, you had it on opposite. Swap it, you know what it is. To the left, Beyonce with the beard. That's on my kid, and they ain't even here, man. Ladies know, serving dick, that's a rip thing. No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but nigga, this
Crip Gang.
No disrespect to them niggas reppin' Dip Gang, but nigga, this
Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Blue paint, blue whales when I'm dipping through. Halogen, so the headlights quipping too. Ride deep, you can catch me with a crip or two. And a Mossberg pump that'll cripple do. Hit a ripple fool, asshole to appetite. We don't slang, hang, bang, nor rap alike. I'm special like the rag that I wear. Same color blood is before we expose the air. Yeah, make me a true G. That's why your baby mama wanna do me. And I'ma let her serve her dick, man. She wanted daddy since she turned 16. And no, I ain't trying really this game when I say, but nigga, this. And no, I ain't trying really this Wayne when I say, but nigga, this.
Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Siding with my nephew from the Blue Division Crip Gang. Crip, Crip Gang. Crip, Crip, Crip Gang.
Yeah, you already know what it is, baby. Your girl, Miss Fee. G3MZ on that Thursdays, every Thursday at 10 to 12 midnight Eastern Time, live right here on Streets Radio. That's how we do. That was our boy right there, West Coast representing Glasses Malone with Eastside.
Yeah.
That's G3's boy.
That's my dude, man. Shout out to my dude, Glasses Malone. I mean, I've been knowing the big homie for years, man, like early 2000s, you know what I mean? Word up, man. He definitely doing his thing. And, yeah, he shot that video in Brooklyn, actually, you know what I mean? So shout out to, you know what I mean, all the locals out there, you know what I mean, in Brooklyn and everywhere, you know what I mean? East Siding, West Siding, whatever.
They was doing it up, too, out there, yeah.
Niggas was wilding. Fucking shootout happened and all that crazy.
Fighting everything.
Yeah, fighting. Shot fired.
Niggas was out there acting a fucking nut, yo. But he said he had a good-ass time or whatnot. He said they showed him mad love and respect or whatnot. The song is called East Side, so he had to come to the East Side to do it. That's exactly what he said. He had to go to the East Coast to get it popping. So, shout out to G Malone doing this thing. You already know what it is. Oh, I think we have the man of the hour.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Streets Radio, you live and direct.
What's going on with you, man?
Hell yeah, it was good.
Then I get a round of applause, huh?
What you say?
What's going on, sis and boy? What's the business, man? First, congratulations on the new board. You know what I'm saying? I want to put that out there. What's going on, man?
No doubt, definitely. Well, it's not born yet. It's the unborn still. But
right.
Hey, that 3D picture had me thinking that motherfucker came out already.
For real, right? That shit look crazy, them 3D pictures, man. For real, man. For real. Yeah, man, let the people know what's going on with you, man, who you is and all that, bro.
Hey, man, this is Rico Ricardo from the north side of Kansas City. What you say, records, Camp 400, Yo Vega Inc. Man, I do music, I promote, I market, I do whatever bring in the dollars, you know what I'm saying? Most of all, man, a little humble cat, man, that's out here in beast mode, that's trying to do it like everybody else, you know?
I dig it.
Word, chat, Tracy. That. Shout out to my nigga Rico. We've been knowing each other for a very long time since we were little kids. He gave me the plug. Shout out to Good Times. Good Times Tobacco Products. They always been the best. The Cigarella, you get them 3 for $0.99.
3 for $0.99.
$3 for $0.99.
Bad enough, you're already spending all the money on the lounge. So then 3 for $0.99, that's the lick right there, my nigga.
Yeah, man. I remember them things was almost $5 a pack just for some Swishers and shit, man.
Oh, man.
For real, nigga. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
shout out to
Good Times, man, for holding us down and letting me be able to hook my people up and get the same sponsors and the love that I'm getting, man. I really, really appreciate them, you know what I'm saying, for real.
Word. How you even link up with them?
Man, I linked up with them, man, I think it was a connect through my partner of mine, Maximil and shit.
Okay.
He had been messing with him for like over a year and a half, and it kind of, you know, sprinkled down to me, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, a lot of people don't give out plugs like that, and I ain't going to lie, man. I've been, I think I'd have plugged the whole damn town with him, man. But a lot of people been messing with him, but I was new to it, so, but I just been kind of, like, you know, just helping people out, man, once I got it under my, you know, under my wing. So, but yeah, as a matter of fact, it was through my sister. My sis got it from Max, and I got it through my sister. And ever since then, man, it's just, you know, promotion heaven from here.
Yeah, that's how it goes, man. That's how it connects. Connect the dots.
Yeah, you gotta connect the dots some way, somehow. That's very much true. You gotta be out there networking to increase that network. We tell you all the time.
Exactly.
That's what you gotta do. So what is good? You got the project out. You got Fuck You Play Me that is out
two.
Right now. Two.
Part two.
Yeah, part two that is out right now. Correct?
Right, yeah. I got a part two, man. Last time everybody probably heard from me. I was pumping that that part one, man, and, you know, I had to go through some consequences in between time, and the CD was done, you know, so I just kind of had to do some finishing touches on it, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, I just dropped that in July, so,
yeah.
Mainly I've just been kind of shooting videos on that, trying to get, you know what I'm saying, get that marketing out there for that, man. I'm about to try to hit the states up here soon and, you know, get the CD out of town and shit, man, and do what I do with it.
Yeah, definitely, man. Definitely push that. I know how you do, you know what I mean? But, like, we were talking earlier, you got, like, a bunch of fucking titles and all that. Nigga. Mixed Understood, Mixed Ways, Mixed Against the World. I don't know what this nigga coming out with next.
What's up with this mixed situation?
Man, it's mixed situation, man. This shit is crazy, man. Like, I had, you know, Miss Fifi, man, I call you all the time. Like, man, I got this name for this project, man, and I'm coming up with, like, two or three different names, man. Just mainly, man, I kind of been on this, you know, my name started off, you know, in the rap game was Half Breed, man. I was really into this,
right.
You know what I'm saying, kind of the way I was kind of brought up, you know, in situations where, you know, my skin complexion was a problem, you know what I'm saying? So as I grew up, man, it didn't really affect me, so I kind of, you know how you kind of try to use something negative into something positive, you know what I'm saying? So
mainly what I did,
I was like, man, I'm about to call my shit, you know what I'm saying, Mixed Ways, you know what I'm saying? And kind of what that was, man, is kind of the situation I was going through in between time, between CDs and everything is, you know what I'm saying, the dream, the hustle, and the consequences, man. You know what I'm saying? So the Mixed Ways is coming out on my birthday, which is August 24th. And I just got done shooting a couple videos for that. But like a year ago, man, I came up with this idea, man, with this clothing line called Mixed Understood Clothing. You know what I'm saying? It kind of put the pressure on it. I was like, man, that's a bit good marketing idea since I got the Mixed Ways and throwing the Mixed Understood for the clothing line. Really about repping yourself, you know what I'm saying? I believe a lot of people out here, it's mixed with something, you know what I'm saying? So it's about combining all your cultures, races, ethnicities, whatever you want to do, call it, you know what I'm saying, all in one and not just repping one thing. It's just repping all of you, repping yourself, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Mm.
You know, and that's where the Mixed Understood came out. You know what I'm saying? If the people want to go check that out, they can type in. I'm working on a website. It's in the talks right now. It ain't been built or nothing like that yet, but I'm working on the website for it. But right now, they can look up Mixed Understood Clothing. That is not miss. It's mixed. M-I-X-E-D, Understood Clothing on Facebook. And you can see my logos and everything. I just got the first logo done, so I'm working on everything else. But I'm building, though. I'm building.
Yeah. Definitely, my dude. Definitely. So we got the joint lined up. What song you got here? What is this song?
We have so many Rico Ricardo joints.
Yeah, we got the three new ones.
Yeah, we got the three new ones. Of course, we're going to play that, but we got the oldies but goodies. We're going to play a couple of those as well, too. I want to get into one of your new joints that you sent me, Came Too Far. What's the background on that one?
Came Too Far. Mainly, man, it's just about, you know what I'm saying, me, you know, just coming from nothing, man, and not stopping, and you know what I'm saying, and, like, almost coming into, you know, situations where we almost had to stop doing what we're doing. We couldn't follow our dreams, and mainly we just kept on the gas, we stayed on the gas, and, you know what I'm saying, and now we're here, you know what I'm saying?
I dig it. Came too far to turn back, basically.
No matter the humps in the road, what they say, fall seven times, stand up eight, man. So that's what I'm on.
You heard it live and direct, baby. We got to get into it right now. Anybody featured on this joint?
Yeah, so Rico Ricardo featuring Puka, man.
Let's get into it right now. Came Too Far. We live with your boy Rico Ricardo. Hit us up 646-478-3243. Hit us up live in the chat room, live.streetsradio.com. Baby, let us know what's good. KC, stand up. What you say? I'm going to get it right.
Yeah.
It's
that Rico Ricardo shit, man.
All
right, Gordy. I'm too far.
Everything's good with it, man. I have a video should be dropping by, I said the latest Sunday or Monday, man. It's getting a lot of downloads and everything, man, off the iTunes or whatever. I have probably 100 in the week, 100 downloads in like a week. So I think that's pretty good for me not being on the scene, you know what I'm saying, for a couple of years and just kind of just, you know, being in my little situation. So it's going pretty good, man. I got a couple shows. I wasn't going to do no shows this year, but me dropping so much material, man, I'm going to have to get up there, hit that stage, and let some frustration out, you know. But everything's yeah, good on the go, man. Everything's good, man. When I get this second CD done, that's when I'm gonna start my traveling, man. So, you know, if you're in the state and you want me out there, you can hit me up, man, you know.
No doubt, definitely. So you're getting this next CD, what you said it was called, Mixed Ways? Is that the next one that's dropping?
Yeah, the next one, man.
He's dropping the next one, August 24th. My nigga ain't playing no games.
See?
He dropped some shit in July,
right.
And right back to back, August 24th.
He's going hard on these niggas, yo. He's going hard.
He's small, yo.
Hard in the fucking paint is what you got.
And I know you got the next one after that lined up. What's going on with that one?
That's Mixed Against the World, man. That one I wrote right there, I plan on taking my time on. And I really want to connect with the people in my city on that one. That's when I'm going to start going out for collabos. I already hollered at my dude, you know, Dante Slusser, Josie Wells. We already got a song that's kind of done. They just kind of waiting on my part. But I'm going to connect with my city on that one and get some features, man, because, you know, these past, that'd be what, 4 CDs I have out by August. And all those, man, I kind of just was me and my folks, man, from what, you know, I grew up with and that I did. I think it's kind of time for me to, you know, reach out, you know what I'm saying, extend my hand and, you know what I'm saying, get it in with my city on this next one. So I'm going to take my time on that one. I wanted to call it an album, man, but, you know, like my partner was saying, man, that word album scares me, man. So, you know, you gotta come with it. You know what I'm saying? So it might be a mixtape, man. It just depends on how I'm feeling, man. But I really want some original beats on there. I want it to be nice, man. So, you know, it's leaning toward the album era. So I'm still in blueprint mode on that one.
So how is the whole music scene down there? Like, how is, like, the music scene down there in Kansas City when it comes to artists working with each other, collaborating with each other, doing shit with each other? How, because I know I'm from Kansas City myself. I know it's a lot of fucking artists out there. A lot of niggas claiming to be artists, whatever the fuck they doing. But what is the whole scene about now?
Man, I think, you know what I'm saying, I'm not going to lie to you. The scene got way, you know what I'm saying, way better than what it used to be. Everybody is starting to, you know what I'm saying, come together. And, you know, a lot of people have been coming together, but a lot of people that ain't, they're reaching out, or, you know what I'm saying? It's getting a lot better, man, and the scene is crazy right now. Everybody's just dropping back to back, and just, you know, everybody's on their grind. Everybody's just, you know what I'm saying, actually going outside of music, you know what I'm saying, making their company a brand. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's kind of feeding off each other, man, which is a good thing. And I'm seeing a lot of unity down here, man. You know, it's sad it's not, you know, on the unity tip yet, but, you know, you got to crawl before you walk. You know what I'm saying? But it has got better, you know what I'm saying? And I'm proud of that, man, you know. And I'm going to always love Kansas City, you know what I'm saying, until I'm finished, you know what I'm saying? So as I throw my hat on, you know what I'm saying, right now, but, yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? It gets better, man, you know what I'm saying? It's getting better, and, you know, it's opening up, man, and, I'm liking the scene right now, man. Much love to all the artists in my city, man, but, you know what I'm saying? I still feel every artist got to, you know what I'm saying, get out of their city, you know what I'm saying? Because it's only so much that you can do here, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you're saying they got to branch out and they got to expand.
Right. Everybody has to expand, man. You can't really depend on a city to get where you want to get. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. Well, for me, forced me. You know, the dreams and, you know what I'm saying, the motives that I've had, that I got, you know what I'm saying, I got to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to drop over 4 CDs here, and some to drop probably 10, 30,000, you know what I'm saying? And some to drop more than me, but I'm working at my own pace, and I'm doing what I feel is needed to do what I got to do to, you know, broaden my network game. You know what I'm saying? So...
That's what you got to do, though. Yeah,
definitely. You got to, of course, branch out.
I'll be wanting to say, yeah, that's what you got to do. But, you know, a lot of people got their own opinions about that, and they feel like they, you know, they feel like they're really going to make it here, which, you know, some have, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time, I feel the type of music I got, you know what I'm saying, which I get love here, you know what I'm saying? But it's not the love that I want, but I'm not about to chase it. Either you like my shit or you don't. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I am. You know what I'm saying? So
I feel you, dude. But yeah, I heard for the next project, I heard you was gonna do like your boy DJ Khaled and make a proposal.
Hey, you know what's crazy? You said that. Hey man, that nigga. I don't know, man. He might be fucking pulling a proposal scheme again. I don't know what he's doing.
He admitted it.
It was a scheme, nigga. It was a publicity
stunt. I was a little late. I found that shit out today. I was like, man, and you know my partner. shout out to my partner Kim Brisbane, man, in Arizona, man. I'm actually thinking about going down there and that track, Lonely Soldier, that G3, the one that's on there right now with us. I just talked to him today, man. I'm actually thinking about, since I just got off this punk ass house arrest shit, I'm actually thinking about going down there for a weekend, recording a song with him so it can hurry his ass up a little bit because his ass is slow as hell. And I'm actually thinking about going down there and shooting a video while I'm down there and bringing my ass back.
I heard that, you know, because you're working on other people's times.
So you're working on other people's times, so it's like, you know, shit, let me just go come to you, my nigga. It's like, so he just told me today, so he's like, man, I'm about to drop at least 2 videos a month. I'm trying to have 25 by December. I'm like, God damn, nigga. I was like, okay, I'll see you. If y'all ain't heard of Ken Brisbane, I forgot what part of New York he's from, but Ken Brisbane, they used to call him Nose. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him too, man.
Yes, we got a couple of his tracks. We got that Hard to Be a Nigga, that song here that be rocking rotation and everything like that. He's a cold dude. He be spitting that real shit, so shout out to him, real nigga shit, straight up. He's a good dude.
Yeah, very controversial, but I like that.
Yeah. He's controversial because he keeps it real. You know, people don't like to hear the real.
Right. Yeah, he ain't got no clamps on his tongue, so that's
yeah,
right
he ain't
up
got
my
no
alley,
filters.
Man.
Yeah, he ain't got no filters. Right. So shout out to him doing his thing, most definitely. We're gonna get into the track, Down on My Luck. Tell us about that one.
Man, Down on My Luck, man. It was basically, you know, to be 100 and not having no filter. It was I was actually on the run when I wrote that. I was on the run for like 5 months. I wrote that. I felt like it was just, you know, I had no fucking luck at all. Everything was crashing down on me. I felt that nobody want to fuck with me unless it had something to do with the music. I was really in my shell right there. You know what I'm saying? So, and I want to say this too, man. I know y'all already got this damn chorus on one of y'all tracks, but it was a must do, man. This dude made this beat for me, man, and I had to grab that motherfucker, man. And I've seen a lot of people with it, but it was a kind of inside thing with me for dropping this shit. So Down on My Luck, man. It just was a Rico in his shell type shit, and you know I was in the zone.
Let's get into it right now. You heard him live and direct in the zone. We in there, baby. Down on My Luck, Rico Ricardo. Let's go.
Night after night, seems like I reach against the moon.
Something like that, man.
But it don't ever last the dark.
Yeah, he just dropped one, man. So everybody's basically kind of in their own lane, man, moving, but we all still, you know what I'm saying, doing what we do and, you know, coming together when we need to and, you know what I'm saying, making it happen, man. It's always going to be we're repping each other, you know what I'm saying? So everybody's still in the same position and moving and you know what I'm saying, it's just only going to get bigger and better from there.
It got to be. It got to. Y'all all do crazy music. So it's like,
right.
It ain't nothing, it do nothing but get bigger and better. And of course, y'all got to keep it popping. You already know. Shout out to my fam out there in Kansas City, Santina and Chris and all them out there doing their thing. Free Sean. What's good with him, yo?
He be out. You know, I just got the call the other day. That he's only doing like, you know, some months or whatever, so he'll be out like 4/14. I was like, man, the hood is 4th Street, man. I said, how the hell he get? He's gonna be out 4/14. So
what?
I was like, that's a lot of damn fours, man. But yeah, he'll be out, man. We actually made some music. Now, I forgot to send it to you. It's one track that we got. It's on Santina's EP called 100. It's called 100, like the $100 bill, 100. They can look that up on YouTube. It's it's Rico Ricardo, Shy, Chris Holmes, and Santina. They can look that up on the YouTube. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, man, he ain't lost it at all. He got out. He was in beast mode too when he got out. So I already know what it is when he get out. He's gonna be ready to work on his music, man. So. It's all good, man, you know.
Surely thought you was going to send me that. Well, that's my shit right there. I be promoting that motherfucker. That song is dope. I surely thought you was going to send me that, for sure.
I know I was tripping, man, because shit, my little Wi-Fi shit was messing up. So I kind of, like, sent you everything today. And I'm like, damn, what should I send? And, yeah, it was kind of all happening at once. So, yeah, I forgot to send that one.
That's all good. We're getting in rotation. Of course, you just send it to me. You already know we're putting it in rotation for sure. But we're going to get into this other joint, a throwback.
Whoa.
This is on Rico's album, The Resume.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know what this is. That's the first Rico Ricardo joint that I ever dropped, man. Damn, you got me scared.
when that came out?
Yeah, when did that come out?
That was like 90. No, matter of fact, I said 90. That was about, 99, 2000.
Yes. It was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. We're going to put it like that.
So, niggas pay attention. The bars are still there. Just pay attention. You already know, like we said, we live in that room with your boy Rico Ricardo for tonight. You already know we getting it popping. Camp 400, What You Say Records.
Hey.
Yo, Vega Inc. I'm going to get that shit. What you say? Get close,
hey,
niggas. We in here, baby. Let's go.
Shout out to A.D. the Jungle, man. M-A-D, N-A-N, man.
Get clapped, get clapped.
Yeah.
Get clapped, get clapped. Get clapped, nigga. Black, nigga. I'm black, nigga. So the fresh you stop talking that shit.
Stop talking
that shit. B&G is in the building, nigga. Suck a nigga. Suck a nigga. Yes, big trigger. Got a permit. That lit. Permit, nigga. But these two, you should've proved. You wanna be famous, but here's your chance, dude. The infrared beam is what you're supposed to. Have you running naked in the street like an old school?
What?
You print the tape, someone like shake and bake. Try to run but can't escape your face. On record this, but you bitch face to face. Only deal with the thrill, I can't embrace the face. You chase the snakes, but this ain't no rest of the
shit.
Miss B, B and G, with the best of the shit. Now give me a lift, the more you talk, we less of the shit. So way advanced, cause I pop a definite hit.
Act like it's just rap and get clapped.
Clap, clap.
Talk all that on the track and get clapped.
Clap, clap.
From the east side to the middle of the map.
Map.
Here's a round of applause, of course you'll get clapped.
Clap, clap.
Act like it's just rap and get clapped.
Clap, clap.
Talk all that on the track and get clapped.
Clap, clap.
From the east side to the middle of the map.
Map.
Here's a round of applause, of course you'll get clapped.
Clap, clap.
Now, damn.
future. Won't change nothing, but it will put something on my conscience. You know me hard, yeah, me got one. Yeah, me broke, so I got 9 cents in my pocket and me noodles. This is what I'm used to. Losing cousin at 15, now he's deuce two. Trusting on the curb with a butt, I still screw. I'm on my third one that I don't feel. But I creeps on ya, now I wanna clap kill. But I stop and drill. And remember what my papa told me, not blasphemy. But stay on your own 2 feet. Clap first, if you don't let him grab that heat. With his hand on my shoulder, I don't wanna see you under a sheet. Clap you if you don't wanna see me breathe.
Act like it's just rap and get clap, clap. Talk all out on the track and get clap, clap. From the east side to the middle of the map. Here's a round of applause, of course you'll get clap, clap. Act like it's just rap and get clap, clap. Talk all out on the track and get clap, clap. From the east side to the middle of the map. Here's a round of applause, of course you get clap, clap. Hope for the best, but expect the worst. Typical lyricals, how I bless the verse. Have you stressed the worst of the blood vessel first? Ain't you stretching the hurt, your fam stressed in the church. I guess from my birth, I was hexed with a curse. Anywhere that I step on the earth, yeah. Even if I go to Mars far, I'm repping the turf. Bushwick. Watch on them street corners, cause death lurks. I network with experts, trying to get work. When the text burst, you niggas dressed in a skirt. Here's a standing ovation, they clapping me. Fuck changing the game, it adapts to me. My faculty travels through the galaxy, yeah. Trying to get cash, create catastrophes to crash. In the fast lane, trying to pass me. On track like an athlete, ask Miss B. Act like it's just rap and get clap, clap. Talk all out on the track and get clap, clap. From the east side to the middle of the map. Here's a round of applause, of course you'll get clap, clap. Act like it's just rap and get clap, clap. Talk all out on the track and get clap, clap. From the east side to the middle of the map. Here's a round of applause, of course you'll get clap, clap. Act like it's just rap and get clap, clap. Talk all out on the track and get clap, clap. From the east side to the middle of the map. Here's a round of applause, of course you'll get clap, clap. Act like it's just rap and get clap, clap. Talk all out on the track and get clap, clap. From the east side to the middle of the map. Here's a round of applause, of course you'll get clap, clap.
Yeah, we still going in with your boy Rico Ricardo. We give it to you live and direct, baby. You already know what it is. Kansas City's finest. These boots. You dig? Who got their Tims on? Got yours? Let's go.
Dirtiest dude in school, they made fun of me. That's when a nigga met Timbo. The first
say my tears ran dry. We got stuff to say. Let's handle this. No blue, no other colors. Just we can't go in. Say the richer now. Yeah, I say like that. Why you rock Jordans? I rock your combat. Back for combat. Black is world war. Look like I went through that. KG is in town. We went through hell and back. So who else better to put it on the map? With dirty souls, they hit a walk home. But when these days, they'll walk right over you. So Kansas City, do the stuff of us. Grab your show on the page. No matter if you're popping on your truck. This is for you hip hop hires on your truck. This is for you hip hop hires on your truck. This is for you hip hop hires on.
We ain't done yet, baby. You already know what it is. Rico Ricardo. Gotta give y'all one more. You already know it is your boy Rico Ricardo. Pay attention, y'all. Yeah?
shit. We're not kidding, we're not playing him. It's not no games. I scream, fuck you, play, cause that's my thing. I've been there, done that. Can you say the same? Something I'm playing, but it's not no game. I ain't been shining, I don't need no blame. I support my city, can you say the same? I've been shining, I don't need no praise. Ever since daddy said,
you're nothing.
It's been fucked, everything. They said Rico's this and Ricardo's that. Rico's too and Ricardo's crack. These boots are made for walking and he should do that.
They said I wasn't gonna make it, we shit.
I said, take a pic, remember this. They said I wasn't gonna make it, we shit. I said, take a pic, remember this. They said I wasn't gonna make it, we shit.
Girl, Miss B, you already know we back live and direct. I had to give y'all a little taste of my dude right here, Rico Ricardo, to let y'all get a glimpse into his world and music and everything, and then some. Rico, you still with us?
Ah, yeah, you know I'm hanging in there, man. I'm hanging on in there.
You see, I had to go in on one time. You already know what it is.
Yeah. About that throwback track you did. Well, I was like, man, ask Miss Fee, nigga. Damn. Y'all, this is crazy. You know, I can teamwork make the shit work. I see. Y'all motherfuckers are smooth.
Teamwork.
Yeah. In case nobody didn't know, that was the first track that Get Clapped that I've ever recorded with Miss Fee and G3, man. Yeah, I got pictures from that day, and we was all looking not the same.
Word. That's gonna be a long time ago.
Man. Yeah, that was a cool experience, man. We're gonna leave that one in the past.
Word. We gotta give it
hey,
to
man,
you right now.
I'm gonna have to come back out there, man. Last time I came in New York and PA, man, dude, y'all had me so fucking blazed.
You couldn't even fun.
Dude, hey, after that interview, I think you was planning on cooking. I think you were planning on cooking something. Nigga, I ordered all kind of shit from somewhere. Nigga, I
shout out my
girl
Harlem.
Man, that shit was crazy.
We already know. You know how we get to there, baby. We like to have a good time, of course.
Man, I ain't even going to bring up when I went to New York, I got lost for like an hour and a half while I was drunk.
This nigga got lost around the corner.
I know.
Man, I was one block away and didn't even know it.
I know, my nigga, that's crazy.
Crazy as hell.
The way, yeah, the streets fuck you up though. They confuse you, right?
Yeah. Man, I almost cried, bro.
I think it was lost in Brooklyn.
Look, I was a bad style, my nigga. So, I thought I had everything going right. I was like, oh, yeah, I just take a left, go up the street, go across the street. I don't need my cell phone. Motherfucker, get lost. I ain't have my cell phone. Oh, yeah, man. But, yeah, that was cool, man.
You need a cell phone everywhere you fucking go. What the hell? Your ass is crazy. That was fun, though. It was fun while I lasted.
Well, yeah, definitely, man. You come through Link Up again, and, I mean, we don't have the loud like that over here, right? I mean, it's high. But, I mean, you won't get blazed up, I guess, so we could, let me work on some new music. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you are.
Last time we linked up, we did that, I mean, Good Man's Gone. I mean, we didn't record nothing, but, I mean, we recorded that joint. I mean, I produced that, of course. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Recorded
it
and all
that.
We'll definitely do some work, you know what I mean?
Yeah, make sure y'all go check out Hi-Hat Productions on that SoundCloud, right?
Nah, I got like a couple beats on the SoundCloud, but yeah, they on the SoundClick.
Yeah, SoundClick.
That's the throwback joint. If y'all know about, you know what I mean, back in the day, SoundClick was popping, you know what I mean? But yeah, now it's, I mean, I got a couple joints on the SoundCloud. I mean, hit me up over there, G3MZ718, you know what I mean?
SoundClick is still popping.
Yeah, man. I think I robbed a couple beats off of, I think I robbed, not G3s, but I think I robbed a couple SoundClick niggas for their beats on my first CD, so.
That's the infamous.
Shout out to all you are.
Everybody did that.
Didn't catch my 2,000 sales on those CDs, on those free beats.
We were just talking about that, nigga. When we was playing all them joints, I was like, yo, all them fucking samples in there, this nigga right here is trying to get sued. And I was like, oh no, but you gotta sell like 2,000, then they gonna try to get you.
So
exactly, you know what I mean,
man.
Hey, fuck it, man. If you get out there though, nigga, do your name gonna be out there? They're gonna be like, yo, Johnny Cash trying to sue Rico Ricardo over there.
Oh man. Yeah. That nigga, no hurt, Johnny, no hurt. Nah, everything was good, man. I had to learn the game just like Johnny did.
Word, man, word, son.
Yo, Johnny Cash is dead and gone.
Oh, well, whoever owns Johnny Cash estate, that's who we're talking about. All right, rest in peace, Johnny Cash, you know what I mean?
Crazy as hell.
Yeah, rest in peace. The Red Fire guy. Yeah, man, I'm just going to run again, you know?
Yeah, that's it, my nigga. Hey, that's how I look at it. I tell P all the time, like, fuck it, I'm going to sample shit, and if I get sued, you know what I mean? I'm going to be probably in the sauce, hopefully, you know what I mean? Or some shit like that. I'm going to get some publicity, you feel me? And I ain't got to propose to Nicki Minaj,
man.
Word, you know what I mean?
You got to create that, you know? Two wrongs make a right over here.
Yeah, my nigga. That's it, dog. They ain't going to get shit anyway.
You
ain't got it. You can't get shit from, I mean, so.
I ain't got it right.
Exactly.
Yeah, hey, this how you do it, man. You treat the motherfuckers like a bill collector. You just keep charging them over and
my nigga.
Straight up. all the applications and do all that shit. So, but hey man, I wanted to take a little second, man. I want to tell you about this website, man. It's a website that my very, very close homegirl, man, named Megan White. She's got this website launching, and it's called iRep. It's like iRep.com. And
iRep.
Yeah, it's www.irepuan.com. irepuan.com. It's gonna be a site, man, for upcoming artists, where you're a vocal artist, audio engineer, producer, recording company, promo company of any genre. You know what I'm saying? You can get a spot on the site. The site will be launching. The site will be launching September 1st, and she's going pretty hard on it, man. It's you can actually go to it right now. You can get all the links to the Twitter. I believe it's a Reverb, and it's gonna be they got the Facebook site too. That's letting everybody know what it's gonna launch. Well, it's gonna launch September 1st, but the site is up. But just can't get in there right now. It's just for our upcoming artists nationwide, man, to kind of cook up together and do what you do, get blogs and everything you need to do as an artist, man. And it's coming together. It's looking real good. It's just going pretty hard on it, man, for the love of the artist, man, and for the love of anybody that's out here trying to do anything with the music.
Okay, so it's a nice, good networking site. Yeah, that's good. That's a good look. iRepUN.com.
Yes.
We're going to have to check into that. Be sure to... Okay, yeah, be sure to send us a link.
You can actually go there. Yeah, you can actually go there. It has a home screen, and it got a link to all the websites that it's on right now until, you know, until it gets popping. September 1st, it'll be running.
All
right. It'll actually be up.
We got to get it too with that.
Yes, got to sign up for that.
Yeah,
I mean,
most definitely, we got to sign up for that. So, before we get up out of here, whatever, we got the last joint from Rico, of course, featuring Johnny Cash.
Yes.
With No Heart, we got to play that joint and whatnot. But what is one thing that you want the world to know about Rico Ricardo?
Man, right now, besides, you know, y'all, when y'all do things for me, I'm a one-man machine, man. I do everything my damn self as far as pushing myself. You know what I'm saying? I'm a one-man engine. You know what I'm saying? I'm never going to stop. I never believe hip-hop is dead at a certain age. So niggas need to shut that the fuck up. So, you know what I'm saying? It's just I'm going to keep grinding and doing what I have to do, and I'm going to keep elevating, and I'm going to keep showing love, and I'm going to keep my loyalty, you know what I'm saying, at the highest, no matter what, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting smarter and smarter every day with this music and networking, and basically, man, I'm going to just keep doing what I do and linking everything I know to make everything I do better, you know what I'm saying?
He said the key word right there.
Right.
He said the key word, loyalty. He gonna keep his loyalty at its highest. A lot of people don't know how to be loyal. You gotta learn how to be loyal to the soil.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know, man. They let a little, you know what I'm saying, so-called fame get to their head. You know what I'm saying, man?
Mm-hmm.
I always been the same cat, you know what I'm saying, since the resume, man. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever put myself above nobody. I stay in my own lane. If anybody that I know got a question, you know what I'm saying, about anything or trying to, you know, need a plug that I got, I'm just one of them dudes that'll reach out, you know what I'm saying, and be like, here you go. Because if it ain't taken out of my pocket, man, I'm willing to help the next man because that's what people, Miss Fifi, that's what people done did to me. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not the one to kind of like, you know, hold me. And I say this, I think I say this to every interview I do. I'm just not that kind of dude, man. I wasn't raised like that. So if anybody wants anything, man, you know, shit, if it ain't taken out of my pocket, you got it. If I got it, you got it. You know what I'm saying? But don't fuck with me because of what I got. You know what I'm saying? That's one thing I hate. Fuck with me because you want to fuck with me. You know what I'm saying?
You heard it live and direct, baby, from the horse's mouth. You did? Fuck it. Loyal
yeah,
to the soil.
If they want to get at me, man, just type in Rico Ricardo. Rico Ricardo Vega on Facebook. Rico Ricardo. My music page on Facebook. Rico Ricardo KC. Reverb Nation, Rico Ricardo KC Twitter, Rico Ricardo KC Instagram. You know what I'm saying, man? You can ask, you can Rico Ricardo, you can Google that, man. You can Google me, Rico Ricardo on YouTube, man. Rico Ricardo, man. Just, you know, I'm out there, man. You can hit me up, whatever you want to do, man. So, you know, much love to G3MZ, Streets Radio, Miss Fifi. You know, everybody, man, that keep holding me down every time I need it, man. Shout out to, you know, Megan White for connecting with me on her site. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to help her out as much as I can, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? To get this get these chains connected and get everybody on the level they need to be on, plus myself. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my whole crew, Free Shot, Get Well Kevin, Yo Bank of Ink, What You Say Records. You know what I'm saying? Straight up.
Yeah. There it is.
The internet, baby. You already know what it is. This is fam shit, nigga, right here. This is what my nigga Rico says all the time. And that's real deal. You already know what it is. Shout out to him doing his numbers, doing his thing. He's a real good dude. Y'all niggas need to connect with him. Be sure to follow him on Twitter. Rico Ricardo KC. Very, very simple. Last joint right here. We'd like to thank you for being on the show. Right. You already know you are in rotation all the time. It has no question. Send us new music. Send us videos and all that so we can post it up on the website, streetsradio.com. You already know we in there like swimmer, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get into it right now. Your boy, Rico Ricardo, with the legendary Johnny Cash.
Word. No hurt.
No hurt, baby.
Yeah.
Let's get
Yeah.
Now you probably really think what this is about, but I actually probably tried to do it.
I hurt myself today.
I know you probably plot, you know
to see if I still feel.
I really don't feel nothing.
I focus on the pain.
Not no more, man. It hurts.
The only thing that's real.
I try to see if I still hurt, but I didn't even please though. Just something about that hurt. I didn't function right. Life got a little blur. Now the body going up my nose. No hurt, no pain. No, not at all. I used to have memories, but they all gone. Who's that? Who is him? And who are y'all? Go broke, just another body, nigga. And like King, I had a dream, cuz. And you and you was all in it. Time changes, and people start disappearing. Now it's mixed against the world. Make the world please, nigga. Be locked up when you hear this. Just know I have no inside, no feelings. So when I talk, it's nothing sweet. I gotta go. I hear the boys running after me.
I hurt myself today.
Right now,
to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain. The only thing. That's real. What have I become?
What have I become, Johnny?
My sweetest friend.
My only friend I know, dude.
Everyone I know.
Majority.
Goes away.
Beneath the
in the year.
Shit.
And you could have.
probably really think what this is about, but I actually probably tried to do it.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing.
Yeah, that was your boy Rico Ricardo right there with Johnny Cash with No Hurt. That song was deep, yo.
Yeah.
Deep. You just said that pain music, yo, that real shit, that real deal make you think music. You already know what it is. Like we said, hit our nigga up at Rico Ricardo KC, Rico Vega. You already know what it is, Rico Ricardo Vega on Facebook or whatnot. Be sure to just Google him, yo. He's out there in there. You already know what it is. He's out there working, doing what most niggas don't do, grind. You already know what it is. You like to thank everybody. You like that, didn't you? We like to thank everybody that tuned in with us live and direct on Twitter, Facebook, and all that. My Twitter and Facebook is going fucking crazy. Shout out to everybody that tuned in with us. You already know, live in the chat room and everything like that. Be sure to hit me up if you want to get your music right here on Streets Radio, or if you want an exclusive interview. Hit me up at nabmp3s@gmail.com. It's very simple. Hit me up, send me information, bio, music, and all of that, and we can set something up. You already know what it is. Be sure, like we say, nabmp3s@gmail.com. If you want to send your music, make sure it's MP3 formatted, along with your contact information, your Facebook, and your Twitter, so we can be sure to promote you to the masses. We'll be live next week. We're going to have some more exclusive interviews, some more exclusive music, and all that, and then some. Check it out. Team Man NAB Elegant Hunters is going to be live in Maryland at Shay's Pub August 24th. It's going down. They're going to be live with L'Oreal from Love & Hip Hop New York. Going to be out there at Shay's Pub in Maryland. And that is August 24th or whatnot. Be sure to check that out. Follow AD the General Elegant Hunters on Twitter and Facebook and all that to get more exclusive information, eleganthunters.com, the blog spot and all that. Be sure to get more exclusive information on that if you want to get in tune with that. Also, the New York event goes down. They're going to be in
New York.
No, not New York. They're going to be in South Carolina.
Oh, and Atlanta.
Yeah, back-to-back coming up real soon. South Carolina and Atlanta is coming up real soon. So y'all get in tune with that. Just go to Elegant Hoodness. Be sure to follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Sometimes the rhyme slow, sometimes the rhyme quick. Tired of being alone, I make you my chick. But are you ready for what I come with? Out on some dump with brown wick. Ayy, would you still wanna come along? If I told you every night, don't wait up cause I ain't coming home. Would you trust me or have trust issues? I'm trying to tell you, girl, that I ain't like this news. Now you know just how we play. Watch it for the DA. Yeah, you know it's all in the game like EA. I love the way you give it to me like I have some more. Then we on that board, cause I put him out the door. Four doors, but she the one I ride with. Hold up, thank you, I just gotta thank you. Love the way you yell, big daddy, when I spank you. Shout out to your parents, cause they the ones who made you. Your pops, now they happy, you in love with a gangster. She really wanna ride with me. I suck her up for that heart like a robbery. More booty than my eyes can see. Let me see you drop a low like I drive with beat. With my beat down low, with my sunroof crack. Sparking up a Zag with my seat left back. And she don't need much, she's weedin' a little lick. What's me? So good, dude. What you know about that?
Stay alone.